They appeared comfortable in those settings. They were open to sharing information and asking for attention. It was common practice among middle-class children to shift interactions to suit their preferences. They knew the rules. Even in fourth grade, Leroux goes on, middle-class children appeared to be acting on their own behalf to gain advantages. They made special requests of teachers and doctors to adjust procedures to accommodate their desires. By contrast, the working class and poor children were characterized by what Leroux calls an emerging sense of distance, distrust, and constraint. They didn't know how to get their way, or how to customize, in Leroux's wonderful phrase, whatever environment they were in for their best purposes. In one telling scene, Leroux describes a visit to the doctor by Alex Williams, a 9-year-old boy, and his mother, Christina. The Williamses are wealthy professionals. "Alex, you should be thinking of questions you might want to ask the doctor," Christina says in a car on the way to the doctor's office. "You can ask him anything you want. Don't be shy. You can ask anything." Alex thinks for a moment, then says, "I have some bumps under my arms from my deodorant." Christina, "Really? You mean from your new deodorant?" Alex, "Yes." Christina, "Well, you should ask the doctor." Alex's mother, Leroux writes, is teaching that he has the right to speak up, that even though he's going to be in a room with an older person of authority, it's perfectly all right for him to assert himself. They meet the doctor, a genial man in his early 40s. He tells Alex that he's in the 95th percentile in height. Alex then interrupts. "Alex, I'm in the what?" "Doctor, it means that you're taller than more than 95 out of 100 young men when they're 10 years old." "Alex, I'm not 10. "Doctor, well, they graft you at 10. You're 9 years and 10 months. They usually take the closest year to that graft."